What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday to you all. Hey, for those of you living in Las Vegas, just want to let you know there's an amazing event tonight at Sunset Park. It's called the Neon Dog Walk, and it's there to raise money for the Nevada Society for Prevention of the Cruelty to Animals. So for everybody on hold, if you want to get on the air to actually ask a question, please press number 1 now. It allows me to see that you want to be in the queue and actually have a question answered. The other thing I want to let you know is that I always give priority to the people that are new callers to the program. And there's a reason for that. It's because it's fair. It's just fair. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jamie.
Oh, hi, Jamie. What's your question for me?
Just some career, which direction?
Okay. Let me see what the cards want to tell you about career. All right. So concentrate on that question, and I'm drawing cards for you right now.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Do not work for a boss that's a jerk, because that's the bad habit you need to break. So you have these fellas that are showing up in your cards that this could be the same person, by the way. One tends to be very depressed, but can also be a real jerk when he doesn't get his way and very, very good at blaming other people. Do you recognize him?
Yes.
Okay. That's the person you need to leave. So okay. I think you've learned everything you can from this person, and then it's time for you to move forward with your new adventure. Now, you have this card that talks about going in a brand new direction. So it's as though you take all of your mojo and experience and education from the past, and you point it in a different direction. So what industry are you connected with now?
The counseling, helping profession.
So pointing that ship in another direction might actually be going into human resources. So it could be where you're actually consulting with people, helping them get hired, explaining their benefits, that sort of a thing. But I'm seeing your career go into a different direction. And what I like about it is that it feels like at the end of the day, you can leave your work at work instead of taking it mentally and spiritually home with you.
Right.
Because not only are you working with someone that I just don't like, I think you've learned everything you can where you are, and now I would start looking for an opportunity where at the end of the day, if you helped a really great person get a new job, or you helped explain something, or you helped somebody with a personal problem, the fact that you have a background in counseling and therapy, what that says to me is that that's a way for you to work normal hour job, right? But also
right.
be able to take your skill set and have it go in another direction, right? The other thing that's happening with your life right now, and this is kind of a bonus answer to your question, is that
okay.
you have a very strong intuitive ability. With you, I mean,
right.
it's just coming up, which is part of the reason you've been able to manage this very high maintenance man that I don't like
right.
around you, is that you've
mm-hmm.
learned not to take his shenanigans personally. So I'm sitting here looking at this going, no, you're ready for another direction. It's not time for you to stay acquainted with the devils you know. It's time for you to actually meet the angels you have yet to meet.
Okay. That's fine,
right,
because
friend.
I've been applying for human resources jobs. So that's
oh, that's awesome. Now,
yeah.
I wish we had talked a month ago. If we had talked a month ago, I would have highly recommended that you show up at the Society for Human Resources Management, which was their big trade show here in Vegas. I would have had
uh-huh.
you show up at that just so you could rub elbows
mm.
and mix and mingle with all the HR
right.
people. So, but it doesn't mean that you can't join that organization anyway, or jump
okay.
on the website and see who is a member of that organization and see if you can help yourself get some sort of a new opportunity. Or, you know, one of the fastest ways I've found for someone to get a job is by calling someone they think that's good at their job and asking their advice.
Okay.
So you say,
that's
look,
awesome.
I've had a background in counseling. You know, I'm wondering, you know, how did you decide to be in human resources?
Okay.
You see what I mean? And then you say,
yeah.
well, because I'm thinking about doing that, and what would you recommend for me? It might turn into a job interview.
That sounds great. Thank you.
All right, Jamie. Thanks for the call.
All right.
See you later.
Take care.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here, another 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. What's your question?
I'm going through a divorce right now, and we're going to be going to court to see what we're going to do with the house and child custody, and I just want to know if I'm going to win or, like, what's going to happen.
Let's see. Hold on. Actually, so what's interesting about your cards is three out of the five cards I drew for you is a new beginning, all right? It is very, very important that you go into this court hearing very disciplined, non-emotional. In other words, whatever your soon-to-be ex is throwing at you, you need to be very, very businesslike. In other words, you got to look at what's going on with you right now as though it is a good or bad business deal. Do you see what I mean? So what it's saying here is that if the answer to your question is, do you win? This says yes, that you get to have your new beginning, you get to have your rebirth. You're not the one that behaved badly in this marriage.
Yeah, because I want to sell the house and he wants to do other stuff with it.
Okay, so here's the thing, is that the reason he wants to do other stuff with it is because in some way he's trying to hold on to you in the marriage. So if that big ticket item is between the two of you, then you're going to have to be more connected with him than just sharing custody. Do you see? So
yeah.
So I think your attorney, I think they're all going to agree with splitting the assets, which means selling the property. And actually, I really do think that 2022 is going to have a whole different new beginning perspective and vibration for you. So according to this, it says, yes, you win. Yes, the house gets sold. And yes, the custody arrangements are going to be what you can live with. So these are very, very, hold on, I'm going to take a picture of these cards because I'm going to send you the picture of these cards. So are you calling me
yes.
from your cell phone?
He doesn't, yes. He doesn't want
okay,
to pay child support.
Okay, I'm
going to
send you a picture of these
so
cards. What?
He doesn't want to pay child support, so he says he's going to get 50-50, but he's not a father. Like, he's just a warm body here. And
so,
it scares
so
me
so the
he
fact that
50-50.
He's yeah, the fact that he's basically a sperm donor, all right?
Yeah.
What that says to me is that not only are the courts going to probably command or judge or rule for child support, they're also going to rule that the house gets sold. So So what it says here is you've got to be very, very disciplined. And if you have taken the extra time to create a diary of his behavior, in other words, you're just writing down what he does, right? And that
yeah,
you can even say, okay, perfect, because then that can be presented.
Like I have the time he comes home, he goes at 1 a.m. and he don't get home till like 6 p.m. And then he goes to bed
like
right when he gets home.
Like I said, that's all you have to say.
Okay.
That's all you have to say. And let your attorney do a lot of your talking.
Okay.
This is saying you win. By the way, what is the date of your trial date?
I don't have one yet. I go and see my attorney on Wednesday to get everything started. He don't think I have an attorney.
Yeah, well, I'm going to – so this is your cell phone. I'm going to recommend someone to you since you don't have an attorney yet because I know someone that's pretty awesome. So I'm going to send you a picture of these cards and why I know you're going to win. And secondly, I'm going to send you a picture of an attorney or a contact of an attorney that's going to be really good for you here in Vegas, okay?
Oh, my God.
All right, my
thank
friend.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the
thank
call.
You.
See you
bye.
Later. Okay, all right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 860 area code. Hello, 860. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Amla. How are you?
Oh, hi, Amla. What's your question?
Okay, so it's been a heck of a year. I really am wanting a committed relationship. I guess I'll get to the point. I just really feel ready and secure and grounded.
So,
and I love myself.
and you what?
I love myself.
Okay. Well, it actually says that you are ready for a new relationship. The most important thing is that you are authentic and that you don't try to change yourself in order to please somebody that you might be interested in.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay. In other words, the more you that you are, the faster that mojo happens. Okay, so I want to tell you right smack in the middle of your cards is a card of disruption, but it's disruption that's actually a happy disruption. It's not an uncomfortable disruption. So that means that you are about to meet somebody, but I want you to meet somebody from the right lake, not from a mold or it was an algae infested pond. Okay, so in other words, I want you fishing from clear, beautiful waters, murky, icky waters. And in the past, you have attracted the wrong men.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So now we attract the right men. And I'm going to give you some suggestions on how to do that. You participate in something that feels like it's giving back to the community in some way, all right? Now, I do it because I'm a real softy for animals. I'm a real softy for kids and my fellow women. The reason I volunteer so much in Vegas is because I actually really give a crap. I do. So I want you to find an organization that you actually give a crap about, all right? Now, one of the best ways, in my opinion, is to actually hook up with anything that has to do with animals. So, you know, tonight I'm doing the Neon Dog Walk at Sunset Park. It's a huge event, benefits the Nevada Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. It's a wonderful, wonderful event. Well, there's going to be a lot of dog people that happen to not have a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Right.
So,
got it.
So you looking for those kind of events and maybe contacting the organizer before it even starts and asking to volunteer, then you have a reason to interact with every single person that shows up at the event because you're a volunteer.
So
here's the thing. You have the most powerful card in the deck that I use. So I use a deck called the Osho Zen Tarot. And the Osho Zen Tarot has one extra card. And that one extra card is called the Master. It literally says to allow the flow of spirit, the voice of spirit, the vibration of spirit to actually work through you. So in other words, you would say to yourself, what is the most spiritually aligned decision I can make right now? And also when I see that card, this is the other one. This is the other thing I like to tell people when I see this card, is that you wake up every morning and you say, I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive. Lord or Spirit, please guide me.
Yeah.
All right? That's all you do. And the more simple the prayer, the more simple the want, the more simple the desire, the more things shift for you. So I actually think that your power year for romance is actually 2022. And
okay.
I think that by May or June of next year, you're going to be in a serious relationship. So it's coming. It's just you're gonna start fishing from the clear, beautiful lake and not the algae-ridden pond.
Okay, so that starts now, right? You're
yeah, well, we're already, yeah, we're going to start saying, I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive now. That's exactly
yes.
what you're
okay.
going to do. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
Thank
See you.
See
you later.
Thank you. Blessings.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, you guys, so tomorrow, I'm going to go to your calls here in a second. I'm not ending the program. I'm just making an announcement that tomorrow is the 10th of the month, so October 10th, and it's a day of aligning with what's most important to you, all right? Because if you look at 10-10 numerology-wise, just for those two numbers, they line up to be in a 1 and 1 together, which is a master number, 11. But if you add 1 and 1 together, they equal 2. Now, if you add the whole date together, it adds up to a 7 in numerology, which is reaching for the highest pinnacle of purpose, all right? So tomorrow is kind of a big day. So I wrote 9-day energy reset specifically so people could relax into their most unique and most powerful energy. So it's 9dayer.com. I opened the program with that today. You might want to download it and prepare for it and then spend from tomorrow and over the next 9 days actually resetting your energy so that you can draw to you what you want. So I'm going to go to area code 216. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hi there. My name's Sharon. How are you, Mona?
Oh, hi, Sharon. You called before. So just
I
next
have,
time
yes.
when you call, go, hi, Mona, it's Sharon.
Okay.
So what's your question today?
Love my job. I have a question about one person I work with. I'm so sick of her inconsistent moods. One day she's nice, one day she's not. Starts with a J. She's the lead in my department. How can I maintain to keep, she's just never on an even keel. I never know what to expect from her.
Oh, because she's got a little weird bipolar thing going. That has nothing to do with you. So here's how I would handle that, all right?
Uh-huh.
The way I would handle that is that you basically confirm whatever the day is about with her before you actually move forward with it.
Okay.
You see what I mean? It's like you're gonna spend.
Now she's in a mood again. No.
Okay, but you're gonna spend.
Course.
Yeah, you're gonna spend the next. You're just gonna try this, okay?
Okay.
You're just going to confirm either the next day at the end of the previous day. So at 4 p.m. on a Monday, you're gonna confirm. You're going to confirm the next day, you see? So let's say her name is Jane, all right? Jane, hey, I'm just confirming tomorrow that we're having coffee at 10. We're going to be talking to that one, you know, team member at 2, just checking in to make sure that's all still good for you.
Okay. I see what you mean. Okay.
Right? So here's the thing, is that what I'm telling you is that you have to work the politics to your advantage. You're the more powerful one here. You're the one that's got a much higher spiritual alignment than most people, okay? I'm just telling you,
uh-huh.
what I keep getting with you is that you got to work it to your advantage. You got to manage her. And you got to manage her in a
okay.
way that there's going to be a paper trail. Do you see? So you're going to send an email saying, hey, Jane, tomorrow we've got this going and this going. I'm just making sure it's still good for you.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Or on Mondays, you're going to say, hey, I just want to give you a heads up about Thursday. You know, we need to have this for the proposal done. Just all you do is be the queen of follow-up. You're the grown-up here.
Okay. That does
all right,
make
gal
sense.
Pal. All right, thanks for the call.
Bye. Thank
see you later.
You.
Okay, all right, bye. All right, I'm going to go to area code 917. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hey, Mona, this is Timothy calling from New York.
Hi, Timothy. What's your question?
Oh, my question is similar to something you said. I've been trying something simple, just trying to program the subconscious to help bring in some abundance. So might sound a little ridiculous, but every time I walk through a door in my house outside, I've just been saying, I allow God's grace and abundance to bring me unlimited blessings in all areas of my life. I'm just trying
to that sounds a little, okay, honey bunny, I love that,
yep.
But it sounds a little wordy.
Okay, I'm ready.
In other words, the more, and I think you might have heard it earlier in the progress, but my favorite thing to say to myself and out loud is I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive. And then if you want to add, Lord, please guide me, or Lord, give me a sign, you can. But the less wordy an affirmation or a reprogramming is, the more effective it is. So my favorite thing to tell people is that besides that statement, is that part of the reason why I've been able to do what I do as a full-time career is because of three things I say to myself. The first is, nobody does what I do the way I do it. The second is, the people that are meant to find me will find me. And the last one is, all I have to do is respond.
Got it. Sounds
so
simple.
So it, say that again?
I said it sounds super simple. Got it.
Okay, because here's what's going on in your cards, Timothy. You have a card of something to celebrate within the next 3 to 5 weeks, and it has something to do with all of the skills you bring to the table. So it's not just one skill you bring to the table. It's many skills that you bring to the table, okay? So it's almost as if you mix all that up in a recipe, and then you decide that you're going to move forward in this direction because of that experience. There's something really amazing about the flow to you within the next 3 to 5 weeks. So stay on course, stay aligned with spirit, keep open to your blessings because it's coming to you. I actually think it's some sort of a new job or promotion that aligns with exactly all of the mojo you bring to the table. So this is something to celebrate very soon.
Sounds amazing. Thank you so much. I will stay the course.
All right, Timothy. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Appreciate it.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 256 area code. Hello, 256. Who's this?
This is Kimberly.
Oh, hi, Kimberly. What's your question?
My question is about promotion and career. I'm in a career right now where there's no more passion, and I've been looking to move out of the classroom for a while. And I just wanted some navigation on that.
So you might have heard my call earlier in the broadcast. One of the things that you would do really well is actually training adults or new hires in an HR department at a company. So that's a way to shift your career into something that would pay you a little better for starters. But it would also allow you to have a much more reasonable schedule than the one you have now. So, you know, the thing that I admire about teachers is how much they put into their job. I mean, it's not only time, which is the most valuable thing that you have to offer anybody, but it's also in some ways your finances and your other resources that go along with the job, right? There are things that you have no control over because you're dealing with kids and maybe even their parents. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
So you've come to a very beautiful, honest place about what you want to do moving forward. And to me, that's the biggest gift you could have gotten, is that this particular school year has become a very, very big eye-opening experience for you. And so what it's saying is that not only do you want something that gives you a higher sense of purpose and involvement, but it's also saying that it would improve love relationships in your personal life. So it really shifts a lot of things for you in a very big way. So my recommendation would be for you to either find an organization that does training for adults in some way, where you're part of that and you're a facilitator, or that you decide that you want to be the person that educates people about their benefits through human resources, because you have no problem being up in front of a bunch of people and telling them what to do or showing them how to do something, right? Now, I'm going to switch to something totally out of the blue with you because it's coming up for me, for you, Kimberly, is that I almost wonder if you could actually create a nonprofit organization that taught people how to read.
Oh.
So okay. In other words, it could be you could be the only one in the organization, but you could train, you know, maybe other retired teachers to train people or teach people how to read, and that it would be on a one-on-one sort of nonprofit thing, and that maybe you actually create that for your community. Just a thought. But I have to let you go because it's the end of my broadcast, and I really
okay.
appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.